Good afternoon, and welcome to Season 2 of Mental Health is Sexy with Coach V from the 513. I am your host, Coach V, and you are listening to Episode 3. I know in the last episode, we welcomed in the new season of fall. We talked about new practices for this new season and how we can embark on journeys to begin a mental health self-care routine. We shared some examples. So if you want to hear the examples we shared and the things we discussed, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 2 of season 2 of this podcast. With the holiday season fast approaching upon us, I wanted to talk about how important it is to maintain, support, and protect your mental health during the holiday season. Now, some families get together and have a super fantastical, loving, peaceful, joyous holiday season. Other families, though, get together and it's just chaos and drama and wild drunken episodes. Who made the potato salad? So we want to talk quickly about standing up for yourself during the holiday season, protecting your peace while still being in the giving, joyful, peaceful mood that we hope the holidays will bring to each and every one of us. A lot of times during the holiday season, people feel obligated or oftentimes pressured into being around, fraternizing with, socializing with, and breaking bread with people who they could go 365 days a year and not speak to, not see, not text, not even write a letter. But during the holiday season is usually where families tend to play the guilt card on certain family members and say things like, well, you know, that's your daddy, or that's your auntie, or you know how grandma is, or grandpa be cool until he get to drinking. That sound familiar to any of you? Those are the people that you avoid at all costs any other time of the year. And if it were up to you, the holidays would be no different. But then you have those family members that you value their opinion, you care about what they think, and you are too afraid to disappoint. So you listen to their guilt trip. You listen to their tap dancing on your conscience about that's your family. You don't want to disappoint them. You listen to them even spin the narrative that, oh, baby, this would be the best Christmas present ever if you just came by so-and-so's house. Yep, your uncle's gonna be there, but do it for me, baby. Do it for me. Sounds familiar? I want to challenge you this year to stand up for yourself and protect your mental health. Without guilt, without shame, and definitely without remorse. You see, when people use a guilt trip or they use the, but baby, that's your family voice, that's because they are want to exercise control over your behavior, your words, and your thoughts. They know that they have a certain position in your life to play upon your emotions, to play upon your guilt, to finesse you in certain terms into doing their bidding. And then once you oblige and give them what they want and things go awry at the family function, they very rarely offer an apology. Because again, it's all about them and their guilt tripping you and their needs being fulfilled. Do you know that every time you push aside how you feel and the things that you truly want in an effort to please and appease someone else, that you are basically saying to them and to the universe at large that your feelings, your uncertainties, your desires are unimportant, that other people's opinions, thoughts, wants, and needs are way more important than yours, and you are willing to make yourself uncomfortable, put yourself in harmful situations in order to please the other person. You're probably also the person that prays for certain things and wonder why God doesn't answer. You want to know why? Because you routinely go about your life showing and speaking and behaving as if your thoughts, your desires, your goals, your needs, and your wants are not as important as somebody else's. You see, the energy that you put out in some way, shape, form, or fashion is the energy that returns back to you. You can call it the law of attraction. You can call it what goes around comes around. You can call it what you think about and think about you bring about. The bottom line is, though, you teach people how to treat you. So when you consistently fall back on what you want and what you don't want, when you consistently allow people to guilt trip you into doing their bidding, when you consistently express your discomfort with a particular situation, conversation, or matter, but you engage in it anyway, in an effort to please someone else, you are in effect teaching people to treat you as if what you want, desire, think, or feel does not matter. You are directly and indirectly teaching people that they will always come first, that what they want will supersede what you want, that how they feel is more important than how you feel, that their safety is more important than your own. When you look at it this way, it could in fact empower you to stand up taller, to be bolder and more convicted in the things that you truly want. However, if it was that easy and that natural, we wouldn't be having this conversation today now, would we? You see, many of us spend so much time throughout the year putting on a facade on social media, in the workplace, at home, in the street, that we big and bad, that we are numero uno, that we get whatever we say we want, that we don't tolerate people not treating us like a priority. We post these cute little memes on our stories on social media, and we create these gifts, sharing a message that we are number one. But when it comes down to it, and we really evaluate our day-to-day speech, thoughts, and behaviors, we don't believe any of that. Whether it's our children, whether it's our spouses, whether it's our supervisors, whether it's our customers, whether it's our neighbors, whether it's our elder family members, whether it's our friends, whether it's strangers, we are constantly, directly and indirectly, teaching the world how to treat us, teaching the world that they come before us always. Now, you may be listening to this podcast and saying, hold on, that sounds real selfish, that sounds egotistical, that sounds self-serving. Like, we're supposed to be nice to other people. We're supposed to be aware and sensitive to the needs of others. We're supposed to care. And I agree with all of those things. However, in order for us to be those types of things to other people, we first must master being those types of things to ourselves. There's a saying that goes, if mama ain't happy, the whole house ain't happy. Or something to that effect. You may have heard different variations, but you get the point. And I like to say that that's true. Because if mama's not getting enough rest, if mama's not eating properly, if mama's not drinking enough water, if mama's not exercising, if mama's not practicing the self-care routine, if mama doesn't indulge in healthy vices, if mama doesn't have girl time with her best girlfriends, if mama don't have quiet time just to take a bubble bath and read a book, if mama doesn't have those things, guess what? The kids are neglected. The house is neglected. The spouse is neglected. The family pet is neglected. The maintenance on a car gets neglected. Mama's appearance gets neglected. The work on her desk gets neglected. Like, it's a snowball avalanche effect of negative things that happen as a result of mama not being happy. See, we've been brainwashed and fed this whole idea to put others before us, specifically our children and our spouse if we have one. But that doesn't make any sense. Because if you allow yourself to be tore down, wore down, and exhausted, there is no possible way you're going to be able to present your best self to your children and or your spouse. So we must learn from today forward to prioritize our self-care and our mental health. So when family members or friends try to guilt trip us into socializing and breaking bread with those during the holidays that we pay dust to any other time, we would be able to confidently and lovingly decline. Confidently and lovingly decline. I explain it this way because a lot of times we have been taught that when we don't like something, when we don't want to do something, when we don't want to be around something or someone, that it's more effective if we're loud and boisterous and disrespectful. We've been taught directly and indirectly through family members, friends, songs on the radio, social media, movies, even TV shows, that if you're loud and disrespectful when you're against something, your point gets across more effectively. And I disagree. When you're someone who routinely focuses on self, not in a selfish, egotistical, disrespectful way, but in a loving way, in a way to promote peace, when you implement and regularly participate in a mental health self-care routine, you are able to respectfully and lovingly decline any conversation, any invitation, any party, any holiday, family get together that will disrupt your peace. You wouldn't have to bash that uncle or that aunt or that cousin. You wouldn't have to get loud and roll your neck and cluck your tongue. You wouldn't even have to curse. You can respectfully and peacefully decline the invitation without feeling like Christmas is ruined, without feeling like you're not supporting one of the tenets in Kwanzaa about unity, without feeling like you are going against your Jewish ancestors, without feeling like you're not in the spirit of the holiday season because you declined to put yourself knowingly into a space that will negatively affect your mental health. I want you to feel empowered today. I want you to hear my voice today and think about last year's holiday event that you went just for mama or just for your daddy or just for grandma, because it would be the best gift you can give them, and then everything went to hell in a handbasket. And you were left storming out of the event saying, I knew I shouldn't have come. I told you I shouldn't be here. I knew this was going to happen. I told y'all so-and-so was going to say something crazy. I knew it. It's time this year to reevaluate your commitments. And again, we're using the word holiday season heavily in this episode because we're approaching the holiday season. And as you know, regardless of your culture, your religion, your ethnic background, your socioeconomic status, it is customary during the holiday season for family members to get together, to fellowship, to love on one another, to exchange gifts and to break bread. And I'm all for that. I love every year making the holiday rotation, getting a plate here, having a drinky drink here, dropping off a gift here. However, I love my inner peace and mental health more. What that means for me is every holiday, I prepare a meal at home for my immediate family. So in the event that I choose to work the holiday family circuit, I don't have to feel obligated to sit and eat, break bread, a kiki with people who any other day I pay dust. There's been holidays where my family and I didn't even leave the house because we were so uninterested in being in an environment or a space just for the sake of the holidays. We don't allow ourselves to be guilt tripped into going to cousin so-and-so's house just because it's the holidays, knowing that that particular family member whom we don't get good vibes from will be there. Or said another way, we don't be that pressed. So I'm hoping that if you listen to this podcast and you hear my voice and you were experiencing bouts of anxiety because you know the holiday season is coming up, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and you know that a particular family member will be in that space and that your holiday would be ruined, I'm hoping that this conversation here today allows you to become empowered enough to say, no, thank you, not this year. Why not? Why you ain't coming? You too good, blah, 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 blah. Y'all know how some folk be. And I'm hoping that when someone comes at you that way, you are able to, in peace and as respectfully as possible, say, I gotta protect my mental health. However, y'all have a good time and leave it at that. If we can get more people responding to antagonizers that way, oh my gosh, the world would be such a beautiful place. If we could learn to deprogram our minds and our mouths from going off, from dragging someone, from airing out all the dirty laundry, when we could just simply say, no, thank you, I'm protecting my mental health, that would be so powerful. Because you know, once you drag somebody, or once you talk bad about somebody, family or friend, or once you say, I'm not going over there because I don't need that bad energy, you know, as soon as you get off the phone, that person you gave that message to is going to repeat verbatim what you said to the family. Oh, so-and-so ain't coming over here because she said you got bad energy, or your house got bad energy, or the last time she came over here, Uncle so-and-so was talking crazy, Grandma said this, and she ain't on it this year, and she also said she ain't coming over, she ain't buy nobody no gift, blah, 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 blah. And then now you turn into the focal point of the conversation around your family for the holidays, and ain't not a damn person saying anything positive on your name. Wouldn't it be beautiful if you were mentally healthy enough that instead of responding in that manner, that previous manner I mentioned, you simply, respectfully, and peacefully say, I'm protecting my mental health this year. Click. And the reason why I hit them with the click them is because once you say a statement like that, one, you're going to catch the person off guard because they're not going to expect you to mention anything about your mental health. Number two, they're going to be so confused. There's going to be follow-up questions that sound like, what you mean by that? Protect your mental health. Girl, you sound dumb. Protect your mental health. What's wrong with you? Protect your mental health. I knew you was bipolar. So in order to prevent yourself from that barrage of follow-up questions, make your statement in peace and respectfulness and end the call. I want you to feel empowered genuinely. I don't want anyone to walk around anymore and feel like they the cat's meow because they cussed somebody out. Or because they challenged someone to a physical altercation and the other party backed down. Or because they feel like they read and or dragged so-and-so. That whole culture needs to change. So why not practice now in October saying, thanks for the invite. However, no thank you. Why you ain't coming? I'm choosing to protect my mental health this year. Well, what you mean by that? I mean just that. You know, if we work out and go to the gym and you invite me for cake and ice cream and pies and I decline because you know I'm in the gym working on my physical health, you're not going to barrage me with backup questions because you can relate to and understand physical health. Well, mental health is the same way. There are certain things that I used to do that I'm choosing to no longer do, say, or participate in an effort to protect my mental health. And as my friend, as my family member, as my spouse, as my child, what I need from you is to respect my decision to protect my mental health. Bada bing, bada boom, no harm, no foul. And over time, when you deliver a consistent message like that, people are going to stop inviting you places that they know will trigger or challenge your mental health. Now, as we've said before, everyone has mental health. And mental health does not only mean the absence of a mental illness. Mental health has to do with your outlook about yourself, the people around you, and the world or the universe at large. So part of you supporting your mental health during the holidays includes you standing up for yourself and advocating for your mental health. If you have to miss cranberry sauce, Big Mama's sweet potato pie, collard and mustards with a little turkey smoked inside of there, if you have to miss the fried chicken, the homemade macaroni and cheese, the homemade mashed potatoes with a little gravy. If you have to miss the pound cake, the lemon cake with the homemade icing, the strawberry cheesecake, and the fresh baked chocolate chip cookies, all in an effort to maintain, support, and protect your mental health, then so shall it be. You do not need to feel obligated anymore to sit in spaces where your mental health is threatened. Now, again, I'm focusing on the holidays because they're coming up in what, not 30 days? Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Christmas and Kwanzaa right around the corner. Rosh Hashanah is right around the corner. Mental health transcends all races, nationalities, ethnicities, sexual preferences, religious beliefs, demographics, socioeconomic statuses. Everybody has mental health. Everybody experiences mental health challenges. And everybody has situations, scenarios, and people that can and will challenge their mental health. And a lot of those situations, scenarios, and people are 30 days away. 30 days away, the holiday season. eating food, exchanging gifts, praying. If you hear my voice, you are not obligated to participate in any event with any person for any reason that is going to challenge, deteriorate, and eliminate your mental health. You're not obligated. So again, the first thing we're learning in this series is to say, no thank you, not this year, because I am choosing to protect my mental health. You don't have to badmouth the person in question. You don't have to talk crazy. You don't have to use profanity. You don't have to yell. You don't have to scream. You can be calm, cool, and collected in saying your statement. No thank you, not this year, because I am choosing to protect my mental health. Well, that is the lesson for today. I'm going to share at least two more tips on how you can protect your mental health during this holiday season. If you have any questions or comments on this podcast episode, I encourage you to visit my website at www.coachvmp.com and send me a message referencing the season and episode you listened to and what your feedback is, or if you have any questions. Not only on my website, I invite you to also connect with me on Instagram at Coach VMP. So Coach VMP on Instagram. I have a YouTube channel where you can see my face while I share my opinions and tips on protecting your mental health. My YouTube channel is Coach V Mental Health and Healing Coach. And the Coach V8 came from my TikTok. I'm on TikTok. So if you want to follow me on TikTok and see a whole nother side of Coach V, my actor side, my rapper side, my being silly side, I invite you to follow me there on that platform at Coach V with the number 8 behind it. As a reminder, V is spelled V-E-E. And I love when you send encouraging messages on my website talking about how I am talking about mental health, how I'm making it sexy, how no one else is doing it. I appreciate the comments and the encouragement. So please keep them coming, because I am literally blazing my own trail and creating my own lane in the mental health space. I am going against the grain and teaching people that they can take charge of their mental health without medication. And I'm not against medication. I'm just saying that there is another way. And my story and my journey is living proof that if you do the work consistently, that it will work for you. If you don't know, I wrote a self-help book earlier this year entitled Renew Your Mind, Take Charge of Your Mental Health, 8 Alternative Ways to Improve Your Quality of Life. I now have a book bundle available on my website, www.coachvmp.com, where you will get a signed copy of the book, a homemade bookmark, and all the supplies that I recommend you have while working through my self-help book. So a stack of index cards, markers, highlighter, something to write with like an ink pen, and fun stickers are all included in the Renew Your Mind bundle, which is a featured product on my website. So if you visit www.coachvmp.com, you will be able to see and read what's all included in that bundle and how it can benefit you in taking charge of your mental health without medication. Share this podcast, share this episode, tell your family and your friends about what we're doing over here. I need your help to help this thing grow. So share, share, share. And if you would like a shout out, send me a message at www.coachvmp.com. Let me know that you wanted me to shout you out because you heard the episode, because you shared the episode within your circle, because you got a question. send me a message on the website and listen to the podcast so you can hear when I respond back to you. The next episode, episode 4 of season 2, I will be sharing tip number 2 on how you can protect your mental health during this holiday season. So be sure to tune in. Thank you so very much for giving me 30 minutes to convince you just how sexy mental health is. I will see you next time. Be blessed.